Trump's lawless aggression against Iran and the case for his removal. What happens when a U.S. president defies his nation's interests, flouts legal obligations, and courts global catastrophe? This essay exposes Donald Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities on June 21, 2025, as a flagrant violation of international law, serving Israel's agenda while crippling America's economy and pushing the world toward World War III. It elaborates the legal and economic implications, asserts Trump's failure to notify Congress within 48 hours of ordering military preparations as a betrayal of his oath, demands his immediate removal via impeachment or the 25th Amendment, condemns European states for their complicity, celebrates Iran's historical peacefulness, and calls for apologies and UN accountability. Trump's prioritization of Israeli interests over American priorities. Trump's decision to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, on June 21, 2025, aligns with Israel's goal of neutralizing Iran's nuclear program, disregarding America's security and economic interests. Israel's strikes on June 13, 2025, provoked Iran's retaliation, and Trump's escalation, joining Israel's war, entangles the U.S. in a conflict with no clear benefit. Only 25% of Americans support the strikes, reflecting public rejection of this foreign entanglement. By serving Israel's agenda, Trump ignores warnings from Russia, Yemen, and Pakistan, risking American lives and resources for a cause that undermines national sovereignty. Economic fallout from disrupted Mediterranean shipping routes. The U.S. attack has destabilized Mediterranean shipping routes, critical for American trade with Europe and the Middle East. Iran's threats to retaliate and Yemen's warnings to target U.S. ships in the Red Sea have heightened maritime risks, effectively closing these routes to U.S. companies. This disruption spikes shipping costs, fuels inflation, and threatens businesses, particularly small enterprises reliant on stable supply chains. The economic damage, a direct consequence of Trump's aggression, prioritizes foreign conflicts over America's prosperity, inflicting self-imposed harm on the U.S. economy. Violations of domestic and international law. The bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities violates Article 2.4 of the UN Charter, prohibiting force without UN Security Council approval or self-defense. No evidence of an imminent Iranian threat exists, and nations like Cuba and Chile have condemned the attack as unlawful. Targeting nuclear sites risks radioactive contamination and ecological harm, endangering civilians, despite no reported major releases. Domestically, Trump breached his constitutional duties under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, which mandates notifying Congress within 48 hours of committing forces to hostilities or imminent hostilities. Preparatory actions, ordering the USS Nimitz on June 14, 2025, 0 o'clock UTC, tanker planes on June 15, 2025, 0 o'clock UTC, and B-2 bombers on June 21, 2025, 6 o'clock UTC, clearly indicated plans for the attack, requiring notification within 48 hours of each order. For example, by June 16, 2025, 0 o'clock UTC for the Nimitz. Trump's failure to inform Congress, despite these actions enabling the June 21 strike, is a betrayal of his oath, as lawmakers like Senator Tim Kaine and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have declared, demanding accountability. Threat to global peace and risk of World War III. Trump's aggression threatens world peace, pushing the Middle East toward a broader conflict with global ramifications. By attacking Iran, the U.S. has triggered Iran's right to self-defense under Article 51, potentially drawing in Yemen, Pakistan, and Russia. These nations' warnings signal the risk of a coalition opposing the U.S. and Israel, with Russia and China's involvement potentially globalizing the conflict. Deploying B-2 bombers, capable of nuclear payloads, heightens the risk of miscalculation, bringing humanity closer to World War III. Trump's rejection of diplomacy undermines global stability, necessitating urgent action to halt this dangerous path. Urgent need for Trump's removal. Trump's lawless actions and failure to notify Congress of military preparations warrant immediate removal through impeachment or the 25th Amendment. Impeachment is justified by his violation of the War Powers Act and endangerment of global security, with bipartisan calls for accountability mounting. The 25th Amendment, allowing the vice president and cabinet to declare Trump unfit, is viable given his reckless prioritization of Israel over America and disregard for legal duties. His failure to notify Congress within 48 hours of ordering preparations, evident in the June 14th to 21st deployments, demonstrates a betrayal of his oath, demanding swift removal to prevent further catastrophe. Condemnation of European complicity. Spain, Scotland, England, Greece, Germany, and Italy, by hosting U.S. tanker planes at bases like RAF Frankfurt and Ramstein, are complicit in this unlawful aggression. These planes, deployed on June 15, 2025, 0 o'clock UTC, enabled the B-2 bomber strike, implicating these nations in violating Article 2-4. Their failure to uphold neutrality and international law is reprehensible, undermining their moral standing as peace advocates. These European states must face the strongest condemnation for enabling a war that threatens global stability. Iran's historical peacefulness. Iran has been a beacon of peace for centuries, avoiding aggressive wars since the Safavid era. Its post-1979 focus on sovereignty and resistance against foreign interference, as seen in the Iran-Iraq War, reflects defensive ambitions. Iran's nuclear program, monitored by the IAEA, is framed as peaceful, with no definitive evidence of weaponization. The U.S. and Israeli attacks are an unjust assault on a nation that has sought diplomatic solutions, deserving respect for its restraint and regional contributions. Demand for apologies and UN accountability. Israel, the U.S., and complicit European states must issue formal apologies to Iran for their unlawful attacks, which violated sovereignty and risk catastrophic harm. The U.S. should relinquish its UN Security Council veto, often used to shield itself and Israel, to allow a resolution condemning the attack. Such a resolution, supported by nations like Cuba and Chile, would reaffirm the UN Charter and restore faith in international law, weakened since the Israel-Hamas conflict's escalation in October 2023. Conclusion. Trump's unlawful attack on Iran, serving Israel's interests, has crippled America's economy, violated domestic and international laws, and endangered civilians and ecology. His failure to notify Congress within 48 hours of ordering military preparations betrays his oath, posing a grave threat to world peace and risking World War III. His immediate removal via impeachment or the 25th Amendment is imperative. European states' complicity demands unequivocal condemnation. Iran, a historically peaceful nation, is owed apologies, and the U.S. must allow a UN resolution to hold it accountable. Only through these steps can the world avert disaster and restore justice.